go today, Coach?
Good, good. Another good group. They competed. The IQ keeps going up, you know, as these guys have done the circuit and they're doing 12, 15 workouts and figuring out what coaches are looking for and able to play with each other. I think this is probably the first time that we've had two teammates from college in the same workout. So you know, try to manipulate you so that, you know, you don't want those guys probably going, you know, head-to-head in one-on-one drills and three-on-three drills. But it was a good workout, and, you know, you see some talented in Kyle Anderson is a guy that, you know, he's probably looked better in a five-on-five situation with his skill set, being able to pass, dribble, and just play with others. So he's really intriguing as far as a guy that you're going to play him at three or four, but he can bring the ball up and play like a point guard. So very interesting prospect.
I think this might be the first time you mentioned the guy specifically without us asking. Is he a guy that he's been linked to you publicly that you were intrigued to see before the day started?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got top 15 talent. So it's just a matter of is it interesting how you fit him. You know, if what system you think you can he can be most effective in, and who he plays with. And I think he probably makes teammates better. He's got great court vision, obviously, with his size, and he can really pass. And I thought he shot the ball from three pretty well today as well. So which will help him.
Is there a concern about transitioning into the three, exclusively?
I know. You know, it can be difficult if guys are used to playing with the ball all the time. Nice haircut. Guys got to get out and run, and then, you know, you get the ball brought to them, and then, you know, guys can make a play from there. I think there's also a point where, you know, Boris Diaz is a good example of this, where you start without a dribble. You have what's called a live ball, and then you can go, instead of having to have the ball on the dribble, and if you're not a great shooter, people just play that far off you. So once you bring it to him, then he can put it down after that.
Given how the three has evolved, the position, mm-hmm. Does that give him a leg up?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the way the game is being played with multiple playmakers, his ability to make plays for other people is big, yeah.
Was there anyone else besides Anderson that really stood out to you today?
Jordan Adams was solid. McAdoo was better than I thought. Very athletic. His shot is a little kind of funny looking, but it went in, and he made a lot of shots. I was impressed with what he did today.
There are guys that you potentially could meet. How much of your draft selection will be based on the opportunities for free agency or ideas that you might do in free agency, filling positions with the draft as opposed to backing out?
That's a good question. It all fits together. Yeah, one thing leads to the next. And so, you know, it all starts with Zach and getting him done. And then, like I said, I think I said it this morning on a radio show and yesterday too, you know, we would probably take the best player that can help us now at it, regardless of position. And then the second criteria would be, you know, take a guy regardless of position that can help us in 3 years. And then after that, maybe you go by need, or, you know, if you don't like either of those things, then maybe you go out of the, you get out of the pit.
Coach, with less than a week left here, do you feel like this is kind of clarifying itself, or is there still a lot to go here before the draft night?
Just over the course of time, they'll be able to watch more video and see, you know, after, as coaching staff, you're only plugged into, you know, the season. And so once you get away from that, now you get to spend more time with guys and you get to meet them. And you've probably seen the guys, you know, two or three different times now between the interviews at Chicago and watching them work out in Chicago, and then, you know, having them in and spending time with them. So all of those are good opportunities to get to know guys and what they can do.
Do you anticipate that you'll have Zach's decision before the draft?
Hard to say. I don't know.
How confident are you, with everything being a little more settled now, that things will work out with Zach on time?
I hope so. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah.
I mean, have you guys had any conversations with his people? Or is it leaning that way?
I'm not going to answer that.
Anything else?